What are some of the other key values that are not being taught today in sports?
Well, I think that balance is being forgotten in sports. And I think when you think about, you know, if you're an athlete and you're a high-level athlete, you need to have balance in your life to be able to handle adversity. You need to have friendships in your life, people to be able to go to. And if you're just merely focused just on your performance, when things go wrong on the field or on the court, and you don't have the life experience and the confidence in yourself and the sort of the diversity in your own experience in life to be able to say, okay, I have a setback here. I know how to handle this maturely. I have other aspects that are going on in my life. I know my parents love me no matter what I do. Those are the kinds of kids that can bounce back. But the kids that feel that they're only defined by their athletics and this is the only thing that they're about, when that falls apart, they fall apart. And I think that's one of the things that you can see with these higher-level athletes like the Todd Marinoviches. There was so much pressure on him being this one thing that it just got overwhelming, that he didn't have other things in his life to balance it out for him. And so when talent isn't enough, you got to be teaching character. You got to be teaching other aspects of someone's personality so that they can lean on other things. They can know that they're not just about the game. And you see kids that are just good players, that are just scorers, that are just competent at what they do on the field. But when they step off the field, they have a sense of entitlement. They feel that that's the way they can be in all realms, and that doesn't serve them well. They're going to have conflicts with other people, and ultimately it's going to undermine their play.